Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Conscious Thought with Leo on BBS Radio Show. And I'm your host, Magdalena Winkler. And tonight, I have my lovely, lovely guest, Dr. Jane Marquise. Good evening, Jane.
Good evening.
Hi, Dr. Jane. Listen, folks, she's actually our naturopath and a homeopath. And before we are starting our interview, I just wanted to give the telephone number, Dr. Jane, so that people, if they have questions, they can call us in. And the telephone number is 1-888-627-6008. Again, 1-888-627-6008. Here, very much. Awesome. Well, good evening again. And Dr. Jen, I'm so excited that you took a chance to be with us and bring this amazing information about homeopathy.
Thank you for having me. I get so excited sharing it.
I know. Just for the record for our listeners, I actually had a great conversation, actually an interview with Dr. Jane last week on the blab, and we were talking about the spring cleans your body naturally. And folks, if you're interested, check us on the Twitter. You can find the information on the BBS Conscious Thought Radio with Leo, and just go on the Twitter and, you know, search for the things, recording. But what I really wanted to say for tonight is that I'm excited to bring homeopathy as a natural system as for the healing. And since many people are not familiar with homeopathy, and I would also add that in this age of energy and frequency awareness, we are looking for to expand the support for our bodies. Since the old healing system, if we wanted to say it, is just not working anymore. And Dr. Jane, I actually copied the quote from Lynn McTaggart that you have on your blog, where it says the informational medicine, medicine that takes information and changes disturbed information. This is going to be the future of the medicine. Wow. I love that. That is just a pretty amazing introduction, you know, to start with it.
I know. And doesn't it resonate?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And also,
it's so beautiful. Yeah, it's so beautiful. And
well, this is why I actually wanted to even bring that you know, statement, so that really gives people the idea of where we are beginning. And I also wanted to kind of add to it that in today's health system, that it's lacking variety and it's too much limited and rigid to the approach. And I don't think that's, you know, good enough anymore for our human evolution. And I think a lot of people, quote and quote, patients, they are looking for the information. And that's one of the reasons also that I brought you with the homeopathy and to bring this as information to our listener, if you wanted to say, and help them to make their own choices. So let's stop for me, and I'm giving the stage to you. So Dr. Jane, spot on.
Okay, I'm going to start the way I start with all my patients when they come.
Okay.
So I often have people come to see me that have, you know, many pathologies, and they've come from many places, but often they come to me after they've, you know, been to doctors and they've just haven't got anywhere in the medical system. And the first thing I often, you know, I let them tell me how they are and what's going on with them. And then I will simply say to them that my favorite way of treating is with homeopathy. And then I give my reason why that is. And I always start by saying that we're energetic beings and that the reason we're sick is more than physical. It's often a mental, emotional cause. It's an energetic cause. And I ask them if that, you know, feels right to them. And 90% of the time they respond, yes, you know, mm-hmm. this is some, you know, and I say that, you know, after you've had, many of us are programmed from the time we're born to the time, or even before we're born, when we're in the womb, until we're 7 years old. And we've had, you know, many traumatic events in that time. So we've become programmed with negative thoughts and negative beliefs and harsh things that have happened to us as humans. And it's part of being in this world. But those things over time affect our energy field. And I believe that when the energy field gets affected, it then affects the physical. So if you're going to fix something, you know, botanicals, and like many of them will fix the physical, but will they fix the cause for disease, which I believe comes from a mental, emotional, energetic place? And homeopathy, I fell in love with it because I'd always believed in healing the energetic field first. And when I found homeopathy, I found it a very precise medicine that was had dramatic results. So I studied it in earnest. So that, yeah, that's how I always approach it. And most people resonate with that.
Yeah, this is why, you know, I was, thinking, you know, let's start actually with your own story, how you get involved with the homeopathy. And then from there on, you know, what is actually homeopathy for those who don't know anything about?
Yeah. And people often get it confused with naturopathic medicine.
Exactly. Exactly. Maybe you can actually address that too.
Yeah. So as a naturopath, as a naturopathic doctor, we study for 4 years and we learn everything that a normal medical doctor would learn, pathology, physics, physiology, anatomy, all of those things. But then when we go to treat, we treat with something natural. So we learn about botanical medicine, nutrition, treating with vitamins and minerals, acupuncture, and TCM. And then we also learn homeopathy, which is, so it's one of the things that we learn to treat with. But when I was in my second year is when I truly fell in love with homeopathy. I went to India to study for, at that time, we went to India once every 2 years. So I was lucky. I went in my second year. And I saw case after case completely cured with this medicine in a way that, like I said, many people had been to the medical system and had got nowhere. And with homeopathy, when they looked at the whole person, which is what it does, it looks at the whole person. It looks at, you know, the physical symptoms are the most that come forward in homeopathy because they're a mirror of what's going on in the energetic field. So,
well, isn't the physical actually the last stage where it shows up?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's in the energetic field first, and then it
exactly. Mm-hmm.
So the physical is a mirror of what's going on in the energetic field. So there, it has like each person has a number of physical things going on. And they all have sensations or that are very unique to that individual. So you're treating the individual and you're listening to the individual's exact sensations in a way that help you find the remedy. And then homeopathy takes something on earth and takes it to an energetic, through potentization, it takes it to an energetic quality. But the imprint is still there of the plant, the mineral, or the you take venoms or lax from animals, which is milks. The imprint is there, and they all carry a frequency. And when you match that to what's going on in the human body, like cures like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's a very precise form of medicine that that treats the whole person as an individual. And that's the basics of it.
Well, you know, I mean, what I love about it is that people do not, I understand that most homeopaths are actually educated in the regular medicine.
Yes, many are. And there's some MDs that have become homeopaths as well.
Exactly. So practically, actually, the homeopathy is just an additional extension.
Yeah. And in a perfect world, it would be used, you know, by all, well, all, you know, as much as any other medicine. I think the Well, the problem lies in that it's a very inexpensive medicine and it's very curative. So,
yeah. So well, I will come back actually to the information field also. But, you know, I mean, you know, homeopathy started since, I think, 1860.
Yes, Hahnemann discovered it, I think, in 1870,
77. Oh, somewhere there, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a medical doctor first. And he, too, found that medicine at the time was very detrimental and harmful. You know, they did bloodletting and mercury poisoning and that kind of thing. And he'd read about the whole system of light cures like through shamans and Native Americans. Like, he had come across the information. And then he discovered it by finding out that chinchoa bark, a Peruvian bark, cured malaria. And they were saying at the time it was because of the astringent value of the bark. But he knew that there were other herbs that were equally astringent or bitter that did nothing to cure malaria. So he actually thought maybe it was because it was after he then took the bark himself and found that it created the same symptoms that were there in malaria. And then he put the facts together and realized that it was like that was curing like. So that's how he first
came across. Well, you know what that reminds me? This is actually reminding me on this old thing what we are dealing today with the Zika virus and all these viruses what we are dealing here. You know, I mean, that actually what it means, even 100, 120, 30 years ago, they were even then struggling with a very similar issue that we are struggling today as a humanity.
Yeah, we have different things now, but
absolutely.
But very similar in that there were outbreaks of influenza and that kind of thing. And homeopathy has been shown to be very curative over history for outbreaks and that kind of thing.
This is the reason why I'm actually bringing more to the public and to the audience and to our listeners so they can understand there are other ways also that we can approach, you know, a lot of different conditions. And again, I have to emphasize that it's not for everybody, but for those who are seeking, you know, there is an avenue outside.
Yeah. And the number one, the most important thing is to stay healthy. So If you're dealing with the things that create, I call them glitches.
That's what I'm right now about to ask you. Yes, I love this word.
Or trauma. The things that hold you back from being truly joyful, you know, truly living in the moment, in the now, connected to your higher self. I often talk to my patients about that. Connected to your joy. I believe when you're, you know, truly connected, then you're healthy. And all those things stop you from being that, you know, connected and vital.
You know what I actually loved? I copied this right now from your blog. Practically, what is disease? And that illness derives from the beliefs, program, or glitch. And now when you said, imagine that the illness is a simple imbalance, that it has a name, that has no name, and this imbalance can be corrected using homeopathic that matches. It works on what scientists are calling information level or field. That is fascinating to me. So can you explain this to our audience, what you mean by that?
So homeopathy, when you take someone's case, like I said, you look at the physical, the mental, emotional, all those things paint a picture. And all those things are what's creating the glitch or the you know, some place in the information field that's creating the disease. So when you, and when we're looking at a case, you don't even need to know that it's has a name, that it's diabetes, that it's, you know, like all these names create fear and they even create more havoc.
That is so beautiful. This is why I really wanted to emphasize that.
Like all of this, the way we diagnose even creates more havoc in the information field because it's all fear energy, you know? So, but as a homeopath, I just look at, exactly how the physical sensations appear in the body. And then I look at, you know, mental, emotional trauma is a big one. Like where did trauma come from that could be giving that glitch? And things from childhood that were hard to get over, things that we've never quite got over that you think about a lot, even though it was 20 years ago, those things are important. And all of those things are what's creating the difficulties in the field. So when you take an energetic medicine, you're able to treat the subconscious, which is where most of these things reside. You can talk about them for hours and you can, you know, go, okay, I feel better. But the next day you get triggered
and it'll show up again. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Back where it was. And that's because these traumas are on a subconscious level. So you can't really get to them on a conscious, talking, everyday level, but homeopathy goes in to that subconscious place and removes the trauma. And when it's removed, the vital force just gets stronger and the physical gets better.
You know, when I was reading that information, because it says it doesn't matter, everything is stored in the information things field. And when you're doing interviews and through a listening and watching the sign, what's happening in a physical form, and through seeing the imbalance, a correction is made through the human field, you know, as you are saying, through the things homeopathy. The reason why that fascinated me, Dr. Jane, is that I started to study a Russian healer and scientist, Grigory Grabovoi, and his teaching is also totally on the informational level. So that's what was so fascinating to me when I read that you are coming from the same point of you know, correction, that you are seeing the imbalance on the information field. I said, oh my God, this is exactly what he's talking also. Yeah. Because, you know, through my own experience in these last 20, 25 years, what I am involved in the health and wellness, I'm recognizing also, no matter what you do, because there's a distortion in the information field, you can never create a healing because you are dealing with a mishmash of energy.
Yes. Yeah. So until you get to that.
Mm-hmm. To that point, nothing is happening.
Yeah. Or it can come back, you know, like you deal with it, then it comes back. You deal with it, then it comes back. And what I love about homeopathy, this is so interesting. I'll take someone's case and they'll have this, you know, traumatic experience that they talk about for, you know, a long time with a lot of feeling, a lot of tears. And I don't always have to go there. Sometimes it's, you know, it's a sensation that the body feels. Yes, but it helps to go there because they connect the dots to where it started and the healing starts. But what I find really fascinating is after I give a remedy and they come back, you know, 3 weeks later, and I'll ask them about it, how they feel about it now, and they'll say, what? It's almost like they've shifted. Their energy has shifted.
Gone.
They don't even remember it. It's so gone. It's just incredible. And I find that fascinating. Every time.
Well, you know what, that reminded me actually, you know, as they're doing in a psychology, the integration of the shadow. Yeah. It's almost on that same level, but you are just doing with a homeopathy.
Yeah. Like, and well, the shadow is a part of all of us. I mean, we all have a shadow side. But
well, let's say I would call shadow a part of myself that I pushed into the background and didn't want to deal with it, or I didn't know how to deal with that.
Oh, yes, exactly. Like from a traumatic event or
exactly.
something that hurt so much that you pushed it into the subconscious. And I think we do that a lot as children, you know, we get hurt and it just gets pushed into the subconscious and then we learn to deal with it. And as adults, we say, oh no, that doesn't bother me anymore, but it just shows up. And yeah. And then homeopathy just cancels it out. You know, with
yes. And you know, another thing is what I found it absolutely amazing when you're talking about the philosophy, you know, homeopathy is based on the philosophy that the body, mind, emotions are not separated. And when you're talking about this connection through the pain or energetic blocks, that is exactly what we are talking about here.
Yes, that everything is connected, that we're just frequency. And our mental, emotional affects our body. Our body affects our mental, emotional. But everything is frequency. We're waves. And Lynn Mintegrid has started to do some, you know, wonderful studies. And she's written a book called The Field. And, you know, they've done some amazing experiments. And scientists are starting to see that we're not what we think we are. Like, we're not as physical as we thought we were. In fact, the space in between has as much life as what we can touch and feel. So the energetic field is where the excitement's at.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think because it is so new, I mean, it started maybe through the different healing communities that, you know, they were starting to talk about, you know, energies. And now the science is picking up and they can actually, you know, come up with a proof and explains on scientific level. And, you know, all of a sudden now people are believing in something that people didn't believe before. But the point is, it doesn't matter. What really matter is that actually we can walk or go forward with that information and how we can apply that. That's the key for me.
Yes. Yeah. And it's so interesting that like homeopathy's been here for over 100 years, you know, and Hahnemann was quite an amazing man, like far ahead of his time. And I think it's still ahead of our time. Like you're saying, it's still, you know, not accepted by mainstream, but more and more people are starting to relate to what we're saying.
Well, I think on another level, what we are actually also struggling is that, you know, we have so much new information, but we are still dealing with a system that is not capable to let go of the old stuff and acknowledge to say, okay, you know what, maybe we should allow something more, because there are so many limitations we are dealing in the health system that it just blows my mind. I just hate to say that.
Yeah,
it's just amazing, you know what I'm saying, and and that there's so much struggle here that people always say, well, I need a proof. Well, God, proof, just that you are existing is already a proof. There is something more than you can actually prove it scientifically.
Yes,
you know,
and they are starting. They're starting to prove that we are photons of light, and that there's so much more, and you know that our universe is far bigger than we can imagine. And the whole medical system, I think, is like they want it. The medical system wants to make money, right? Like it's based on patents. It's based on taking natural things, but then changing them into something that the body can't quite deal with. So
in process, yes, we are actually distorting the energy field or the information.
Exactly. So in the end, it creates more havoc than good. And when you're treating with regular medicine, it's looking at, say, it doesn't look at the whole person. It doesn't look at the person as a unique individual. It looks at the pathology and then treats it the same in every individual. So that in itself is flawed, because the reason why each person gets sick is different. from an energetic point of view.
Here we are again.
Yeah, like you can't treat a small piece of somebody with the same thing. You know, you can't treat gallbladder disease or asthma the same or similarly even in everyone. You need to take it by case and look at the individual and see what distortion there is. And that takes time and effort and listening.
Absolutely. And, you know, it takes, you know, a patience and this extra feeling when you're talking to somebody, you are listening actually on much deeper level than just listening with your ears.
Yes. And I find when you take a homeopathic case, it can last anywhere from an hour to 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I've developed it so that I can usually take a case in an hour, but in that time, you're listening. I don't speak. Once I start taking someone's case, it's all I ask them is for more information and for them to listen to what's going on inside of them and how they're experiencing it. And no one does
so
that.
So practically, like, you are actually connecting them again with themselves internally.
Yes. And I put my ego aside and I listen to them. So I listen to how they're experiencing the rash, exactly how it feels, exactly what the sensation is. And no two people are alike. And it's the I try to teach people that when I take their case, that I'm listening to, like, they normally people have 2 to 10 things going wrong. But each piece is a fractal of what's going on in their energetic field. So if they have a rash, that's one. I listen to them intensely and how they're experiencing that rash and exactly how they're, what the sensation is, so that that is starting, so that I can start to see the fractal. And then when I listen to how they're experiencing their asthma, that's another, I can start to see, you know, the fractal again. And then when they talk about the pain and the trauma from their childhood and their fears and where that goes, it all makes sense. And in the end, you see a pattern that is the homeopathic remedy. But
that's fascinating. When you're talking about the fractals, it's just like, wow.
Yeah, that's how I see it. And in the end, I can see the image, the fractal, in its totality, and I know the remedy. But it's through listening, and most people say they've never been listened to like that. Not from their closest, you know, member of their family, not from their mom, not from their husband.
Oh, listen, I can so relate to that. This is why it's so fascinating to me. The reason why, because, you know, I actually started with astrology maybe around 20 years ago. Yeah. And even though it's just, astrologist and not a tool, you know, to learn about yourself, but what you will learn about is that you learn about the cycles, the vibration, and also all those planets have an impact on the human body. And actually, you can treat, homeopathy for astrological signs also. So I don't know how much people are aware about that. And this is why when you are talking about that everybody's individual, that's exactly how I see it too. Also through the, I like to call it energetic signature, that every individual has its own energetic signature. And you are just explaining it, how you're seeing this in through the homeopathy.
Yeah. And this is a wonderful topic because.
I know. Hey, just keep going.
Yeah, because when you become whole, you realize that you are an individual signature and how much power you have. And in that power, how much there is, you feel yourself. And you know that you are your own universe. Like, there's so much you can do. So it's so much bigger than we know.
And I think this is actually right now that the I would not even use the word stepping stone, but maybe the breakthrough that or pain that we are going through, this breakthrough, you know, from this old system to into the something new. And it takes a long time until we create trust, because, you know, I think that the majority of people, what they're always going, well, listen, is this safe? Or is this, you know, do they have, does homeopathy have a side effects and blah, blah, blah. But guess what? How much side effect medication has? How many people die? They're saying thousands, hundred thousands of people are dying in year for medication.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And they say, you know, I hear homeopathy is placebo, and I hear homeopathy doesn't work. But these are all programs placed by a system, right? And I my retort is, it's evidence based. I see people heal from it daily, and if it's placebo,
you know, if it helps, who cares? That's my motto.
If it helps, who cares? But I've seen people turn around in my office. I've seen, and if you don't give the right remedy, see, the worst that can happen is nothing, right? If you don't go to, you know, a seasoned practitioner who really knows how to listen and give the right remedy, the worst that can happen is nothing. There's no side effects. But the opposite that can happen is everything. And it's incredible. I mean, I saw a case of psoriasis. I took her case. And I only gave homeopathy because she couldn't afford anything else. I gave her 6 pellets. And 2 weeks later, she came back, and she'd had psoriasis for 16 years. And it was on her scalp and on her face and on her legs, on her elbows. But she came back, and she held her elbows up to me, and she said, "Jane, I haven't seen my elbows in 16 years." And I'm like, wow. That is not placebo. There's nothing placebo about that. I've had kids, you know, where their mom has said in the night that their child is coughing. And I've been, you know, it's late, and I'm like, give them Spongia and, you know, the regular cough remedies, and nothing happens. And I'm like, okay, let's take their case and find out what's going on a mental, emotional level. Mm-hmm. And I have this wonderful case of this little girl who is coughing to the point of vomiting. And so bad. And so we, you know, took her case late at night, and it turns out that she'd been hurt and traumatized at school because she had this favorite place she liked to go during recess. And she'd been grounded, so she couldn't go there and go play with her friends in this secret garden place. And so I just said to her, "How does that make you feel?" And she said, "Sad. I feel so sad." So we gave her the remedy for sad, which is Ignatia. And the cough went away and never came back. So, you know, like,
is amazing.
Simple stories. Yeah, it's so incredible.
Well, listen, give us more stories. Because I think through stories, people can relate much more than, you know, if we are just going through you know, different aspects.
Yeah. I had a case. This is incredible, too. I had a case of a guy that came in, and he was sensitive to the sun, and he was always careful of the sun. But then one summer he had to roof, and he was in the hot sun for a long time, and he got sunstroke. And ever since then, he couldn't think well. He was dizzy all the time. He thought he was going partly insane, and he thought he was he couldn't function anymore. He could barely keep his job. And so I gave him the remedy glonium, which is for sunstroke, and he completely turned around. It was like it never happened. I have so many stories.
I know. Well, you know, that is actually proving us that, you know, homeopathy can be used by children, adults, and also elderly, and even animals, if people don't know that.
Yeah, and animals and pets respond to
yes.
them so well, because they don't have quite the layers, you know, that sometimes adults with the medical system, and, you know, they've taken drugs and they've had a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
there, it's a bit more complicated, but it's, I never see it as impossible. I'm always like, well, of course, the human body is so capable of healing itself and so resilient. And, you know, once you get past some of these barriers, it only builds. And one of the things I love to tell people too is, you know, Hahnemann talked about it, like it's our vital force.
Mm-hmm.
Creates the healing. And one of the...
And also, I don't know, are you familiar with Wilhelm Reich, with the organ energy? It's another one.
Yeah.
Sorry, just wanted to add.
Yeah, let's go back to that. But I wanted to explain this because I find this incredible. So often, you know, and this is just a way of describing how it works, and it's a simple way. Say a child has a fever, and it's gone on for days, and they haven't been, they're getting weaker and weaker, and their vital force can't ramp up a fever high enough to burn off the virus, which is another whole kettle of fish that we can get into about fevers. But fevers are actually very powerful healers. You know, they burn off the virus. You need them to get high enough that they kill what's going on in the body. And they also help, like if you have a fever a couple times a year, it's, you know, it helps you keep cancer at bay. But anyway, so what happens when you give a remedy, and say you give belladonna because a child has a fever, what happens immediately is the fever, the vital force gets stronger and the fever goes higher, which is a most wonderful sign. And it's a beautiful sign whenever you take a good remedy, because it's the vital, the disease is getting pushed out. So the fever gets higher and then the child gets almost immediately better.
So practically you are not suppressing the energy.
No, it's the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You're supporting the vital force with something, with a frequency that supports it and helps it gain momentum and regain its liveliness.
Yeah.
And then
listen. Go for.
Yeah. Anyway, yes.
Listen, I'm still hanging. I'm going back to the disconnection through the pain. Okay, I have a question for you, because look, like I said to you, that you know, when I read that the disconnection happened through the pain and through an energetic block, it's like, oh my God, this is so huge. The reason why I wanted to come back to this question is if you can give me maybe from your point of view what you think. I was listening to somebody last week video, and who was talking about when children get vaccinated, some of them, they can get in such a pain, they you know, they end up to, you know, disconnect on the soul level, and they kind of get taken over by through some entities. So I don't know how that may imply through your own experience. Did you ever had any experience when your children get, you know, vaccinated and their side effects and how they are dealing with that? How is that impacting them?
I've had like a few cases of autism. So, mm-hmm. And it's interesting because autism is almost like they're not here, right?
They get exactly. That's exactly what he was talking about. Yes.
Yeah. And there are remedies that have turned around autism completely, and sometimes it's a series of remedies, sometimes it's a single remedy. But yeah, it's homeopathy can help immensely, and even if there are entities, there's remedies that help remove entities. So
oh my God, my jaw is dropping right now.
Yeah. Yeah, homeopathy is like it's a quite.
Talking about more. You know, eliminating imbalance.
Hmm.
I said talking about eliminating the imbalance.
Yeah.
You know, vacate everybody who doesn't belong in this house.
Yes. I often say it's like, this is one of my ways of explaining homeopathy. You know when you have a mother-in-law that's living in your house and she's in the basement and she doesn't come up very often? But after a while, she starts to come out of the basement a lot and interfere with your life.
Oh my God, this is good.
Homeopathy removes the mother-in-law. Just, it's kind of a fun
thing. This is so good, Dr. Jane. This is awesome. I love this. This is a perfect explanation.
Oh, yeah, God. I don't count any of them out, you know, as to why people get sick. And it's quite the complex place we live in. And we're so unaware of much. I don't think anyone listening to this station is. They're quite conscious, but many are, you know. And unfortunately, there are entities waiting to take over. And
listen, that's a whole nother can of worms. Trust me. Yes. I actually had somebody about, you know, having, you know, talking about entities and then contracts and everything else. So, but anyway, that's a whole different story. But this is such an amazing and helpful information for me to let other people know, especially right now, if children who are dealing with autism.
Yes, it's a powerful medicine for autism. I would definitely have them seek it out. It's probably the most successful, you know, along with some vitamins, but, you know, B12 and that kind of thing. But homeopathy is incredible. There's some remedies that just help with vaccine injury. And then there's others, you know, depending on the scale, right, on, you know, what's going on. But it's case by case. It's individual by individual.
Absolutely. Remember, you know, energetic signature.
Yeah. It's interesting. I was at a seminar, and Luke Klein, he's a wonderful homeopath, talked about a case of autism, and the mother had drank a lot of aspartame when she was pregnant, and it wasn't necessarily vaccine injury. I don't know if the child was vaccinated, but I just remember this particular detail because the mom had drank a lot of aspartame, and he noticed, because, you know, you always take it as an individual case, that the child would forget where he left his toys. And this is like a big
sign.
Aspartame really affects the brain and memory, right? And so he gave aspartame to the child, and he completely recovered from his autism. And in vaccines, there's a lot of foreign things too, right? There's a lot of
yes,
you know, odd DNA and a lot of things that distort the immune system and our whole energetic system. So you can give the vaccine homeopathically. You can give measles, mumps, rubella homeopathically. You can give remedies that help just from, you know, the trauma of the vaccine, you know, depending on what the case is.
Mm-hmm.
So much you can do.
Oh, I'm telling you. I mean, I'm using homeopathy for myself over 30 years. So that's, you know, why I was so familiar with it. I mean, I didn't know everything, but, you know, I'm familiar with it. And this is why I wanted, you know, to somebody who is actually practicing homeopathy to bring the information. So I would actually have a question right now. If somebody is using a homeopathic medicine, is it possible also for them to use, conventional drugs at the same time? This is something that I wanted to give the information to our listeners.
Yeah. So
can you let them know how does it work?
They do not interact. And it's one of my favorite reasons why I use it, because somebody comes to me and they've got, you know, they're on a blood pressure med, an asthma med, or a diabetic med, and I don't like often botanicals can interact, and it's a little bit, you know, you worry, but homeopathy doesn't interact. And then over time, they can start cutting back. They can go to their MD and start cutting back on their medicine, and often I see total recovery. Like, they just don't need the medicine anymore. I had a case 2 weeks ago where a lady came in for rash, and you know, I took her whole case. I saw her as a whole person and saw her 2 weeks later. And she was like, Jane, I've had a lump on my thyroid for like years and it's gone. And I didn't tell you about my asthma, but it's better. And then she's like, she had to go off her thyroid meds because she, you know, she had to go see her MD because she wasn't needing them. She was, and that's one of the things, when you take a remedy that's really good, you need to, sometimes you need to peel back on meds because the body can overreact, right? Especially on thyroid meds, you get very excitable with too much.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
I don't know if that explains it.
Totally. And you know what was interesting as I was preparing, you know, the information and questions, you know, for the show tonight, I actually read also that it says, does homeopathy believe in disease diagnosis and pathological investigation? And I was saying to myself, wait a minute. If we know that the problem is on the informational level, we don't need the investigation for the pathological diseases here. Correct?
And the body, correct. And the body, it mirrors whatever you need to know. You do not need a diagnosis, which is, I love that because I don't have to sense.
I love that, yes. You don't have to figure out.
And you don't have to, oh, I've got, you know, this terrible disease, you know. Even autoimmune is treated really well with homeopathy.
And you there's know, the odd time. What I came actually also to conclusion that many times people, when they're dealing with certain conditions or disease or imbalance, whatever you want to call it, and when they get diagnosis, they are so happy. It's like, oh my God, now I know what it is. It's like, oh, do I want to know that?
Yeah, like,
so it's almost look like, oh my God, they are graduating, getting a diploma for it.
I'd much rather just believe I'm healthy. I don't like labeling it.
I know. So let me ask you a question. If a patient wanted to find out a homeopath, what would be the criteria? What would you suggest? How can they can, you know, actually find a good homeopath? What should they
look? You should look for someone that, like I took it, you know, after I became a naturopath, I went to school for a 3-year degree in homeopathy. The Ontario College of Homeopathic Medicine, and homeopathy has just been regulated in Ontario. Now, there's a lot of really good homeopaths that don't have, you know, a huge amount of education, right? It's like everything. You don't have to be educated. Yeah. You have to have passion. But you just want someone that's studied enough to understand the whole system and how it works. I don't prescribe to giving, you know, a number of remedies at once. I believe that a good homeopath looks at the individual, all the symptoms, and prescribes one remedy that matches them as an individual. And I think that's the most, it's called constitutional prescribing. It's called classical homeopathy. That's, you know, but and there's some, you know, new ways of using homeopathy, but that would be my criteria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are so many other questions what I, you know, kind of put it, you know, there's a, you know, a first aid, acute, constitutional levels, you know, about the homeopathy, how people can be treated, you know what I'm saying? But I decided I'm not going to go because there've been so many other information that was just so amazing to me.
Yeah, we're talking about the deepest level, right?
Exactly.
Whereas there's acute care, like arnica can treat like a sprain or a broken bone really well, or if you're traumatized in a car accident. Like there's people can use homeopathy, buy a good book and, you know, treat a fever and, you know, treat your broken bones and...
Correct. And also they can actually get at the natural food store, you know, is it correct?
Yes.
I mean, we can get here some, homeopathy. We have actually a lot of combinations. We have some singles, but there are a lot of it in combination, even though I don't like them. But a lot of us, sometimes they are saying that, when you have a combination, then one remedy will maybe hit the problem.
Yeah, hit the target. That's why
they. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's something like 3,000 remedies, but in a health food store, you can buy the top 30.
Exactly.
And the problem is they don't always help because they don't, like I say with this cough, you have to understand what's going on a deeper level sometimes. Yeah. So, but sometimes they do, and they're incredible. And especially
most of the time when they are not working, then people will say, well, see, it doesn't work either. So, you know what I'm saying? But that's not necessarily true because, they were not actually approaching from the deeper level that homeopathy works actually.
Exactly. It's meant to match the individual on a whole basis. You have to take someone's case and see the fractal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now, since we have just a few minutes left over, but I will still actually kind of challenge you with a last question. So now we know what is disease. Tell us, what is health? How would you describe health?
I'd say health is living in abundance and connected to your higher self and joy and being in the moment. And then when you're in that place, you're naturally healthy. Like you're vital. Your vital force is strong and you're healthy. And your field is clear, without glitches, without pain. Pain creates a lot of glitches.
I love that. Listen, that reminds me of The Matrix, and Matrix is one of my favorite movies.
and pain isn't real either. When you talk about it, when you talk about your pain, patients or people often go, oh. It's not the big witch in the closet I thought it was, it's not as, which is very curative as well, that alone, just seeing it,
Exactly. What I recognize, I was born in Europe and I'm coming from Europe. So, we are so used to express ourselves, tell what it is, how it is, blah, 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 blah. So when I came here to US, I had to really learn how to shrink myself and not be able to express myself. So, yeah, it was a very, very huge issue. But a lot of the time, people don't understand. When you express yourself, you are actually moving the energy.
Yes, it's a really good thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And, the same with anger. I mean, here, if somebody expresses anger, all immediately it's labeled as a violent person, which is not true.
No, it's expression.
There's so much more beyond that. And so I think what we are really missing out here is that, we are not allowing our emotions to express themselves. And then by not expressing themselves, they're actually getting crystallized in the body.
Yes. And into a deeper pathology.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. It. I love it. Listen, okay, what I would like you to do now is, if you don't mind, do you mind to let our listener know how they can get actually in touch with you, about your website, and, if they have any question, about the homeopathy and how you can help them?
Yeah, I'm at windwoodclinic.com, and I answer any emails. And I also blog on journeyofimagination.com, which is a wonderful website with Marco Mecenato, who's an extremely wonderful musician and spiritual being. And so I can be reached at either of those places, windwoodclinic.com or journeyofimagination.com.
And do you have actually a Twitter account that we can actually let our client, our listener know about? So they can actually get the replay from last week about the spring cleanse.
Yeah.
We can post actually on the Twitter if they want.
Oh, sure. And I have a Twitter account, Jane Marquis. It's my name, Jane, J-A-Y-N-E, Marquis, M-A-R-Q-U-I-S. So, yeah, we'll get that up.
Yeah, exactly. And we are planning to have more of these conversations. So, Dr. Chen, since we are coming actually to the end, I would like to ask you, how would you like to conclude this interview, and what would be your closing thought to our listeners?
I would say that what we talked about at the end there, not to suppress, to express, and to realize that these things reside on a subconscious level, and to get to it, and then live a vital, happy, healthy life.
That's so awesome. Pretty well summarized. Okay, folks, well, listen, we have to close because we are coming to the end. That was so amazing, Dr. Jen. I'm so appreciative for the information you shared with us. And thank you so much for giving us your time and information. Well, thank you so much. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
You are welcome. Good night, folks. Thank you. Replay.